Clive has texted in saying, Leo Sale is about 2 minutes away from me. I'll tell him next time I see him.
Nice.
It's nice to have famous neighbours, isn't it?
Do you have any famous neighbours?
Well, not neighbours.
Des and Daphne?
Not neighbour neighbours. Not in the same road. But in the same area.
Like, London doesn't count, Dave.
Yep, Roman Abramovich, Prince Charles, and Roger Moore.
But
all
live in London.
I don't live a million miles away from Sting.
Wow.
Yeah.
You live miles away from
Sting. No, I don't.
No, you live about a mile. Mile and a half.
No, it's
2 miles.
That far. It just seems that far because it's all uphill.
About a 20-minute walk.
It's all uphill.
I live near Dick from Dick and Dom.
I'm pleased that you clarified which Dick you live near.
Was that a selling point when you were looking for a house?
The property enjoys close proximity to Dick.
And then from Dick and Dom. Don't you live near a big common as well? Don't you live near a big common?
Yeah, in common.
So close to the common and...
Easy Dick. Access to Dick.
And the common.
Well, no, Dick just goes shopping where I go. So I see him quite a lot, actually. I was going to say hi, but...
You see him with Dom or solo Dick?
No, on his own.
Right, very nice, lovely. They used to live together.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was it a bungalow?
No, it was a basement flat, as I recall. Hey, have you seen their Ask the Family on BBC Two?
No.
No. Neither has most of the nation. That showbiz for you, boys. Watched a bit the other night, it's all right. It's not as bad as everyone thinks. You don't learn, do you, Alan?
And there's a BBC newsreader as well. But...
Who?
I'm not sure his name.
Hugh Evans?
No, it's not him.
Is it Nicholas Witchell?
He goes to the same gym as me, and he's always working out on the treadmill. He's always on the treadmill. Looking good.
Did you ever see...
Dick
in the gym?
No, he doesn't go to my gym.
No.
You're a child, Dave. You really are. You know when you get up to go... when you get into... to go to work. Right?
Yeah.
When you get in your car.
Yes.
Right, it's really
I don't have one.
How do you get to work?
Tube. Oh, of course I do. Sorry. I'm sorry, yeah.
Alan,
I got a taxi.
How do you get to work every day and how have you got to work every day for the past 16 months?
Sorry. I get a taxi. Sorry.
Do you ever see Dick first thing in the morning?
No, he's not up that time of day.
Still asleep, is he?
He's still asleep.
What were we doing before? We were talking about famous neighbours.
I quite like that bit, though.
It's good, isn't it?
Famous neighbours.
Who have you got, Rach?
Famous neighbours.
Buzz. No one springs to mind. I saw Michelle McManus in the pub.
Did you?
About a few months ago.
Taking up two seats.
She's lost some weight now.
Yeah. A pound. Apparently she's lost a load of weight. That's about 4 stone. She took one of her toes off.
Oh.
Don't aura.
Bless.
What? Bless. No, to be fair, it's not her fault.
No?
It's not. It's all those nasty calories and those cakes and buns she's always eating.
I can emphasise that.
You can emphasise that? Go on then.
Emphasise.
All those cakes and buns. I'm just emphasising that for you. She's done well, though, hasn't she? Mm. You didn't see that coming, though. How's your training going, Rachel?
Well, it was going really well until Friday, when I wasn't very well, and then... I haven't really done any since then, but I'm going back to the gym again today.
Since you got all loved up with that footballer, Ronaldinho.
It's Rui Costa.
True.
Sorry. Is he happy now? When you were miserable, the weight was falling off you.
Shut up.
It's true.
I have lost a bit of weight again.
Not as much, though. What, so honestly, he should, for your weight, he should dump you for 6 weeks. By the end, by coming up to summer then, go out with you again, you'll be looking great. It's true. It's true though, isn't it, Ahmed?
No.
No, it is
no,
not.
No, it's not.
It's true.
It looks great.
It's true. Happiness is lying in bed on a Sunday morning watching Hollyoaks with a boy in a bacon sandwich. So I believe.
Mm. But, I was going to say. Not my sort of Sunday morning, I tell you.
He might be listening today anyway.
Really?
Because he said he was getting up at 9.
No, he doesn't.
Shall I say hello to him?
He
won't be up.
Hello? I hope you have the good night's sleep and you are looking forward to your day doing nothing. Get a job, you scrounger. What day signing on day for him?
Shut up. Tomorrow.
He lives off Rachel's earnings.
Does he?
He's a cat man. Yeah.
God, you had a go at me when I was doing that last year with my flatmate.
Put it this way, right? I ain't saying that he lives off Rachel, but he's about 5 years away from being on wife swap.
That's all. He's nothing like Jeff Brazier.
He's telling you.
Meanwhile, Rui just sits on the couch all day watching the racing.
He works.
Hey, woman, make me some bread. Give me wine, woman. Woman! Anyway, if you knew Rachel's boyfriend, you'd find this link hilarious. Trust me. You probably haven't met him.
Yeah, he's just like that.
Yeah, hello. Yes, it is nice to see you.
I've been married him.
He was out yesterday beer gardening.
Who?
Rui.
Oh, did you all have a nice time?
Yeah, great time.
Were you there, Alice?
I wasn't.
No, no. That's because nobody likes you. Did you invite Alan?
No.
Not even going to be subtle.
So hang on. Who did you invite yesterday who works on the show?
You invited
me.
Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah, Dominic.
That was it, no.
Carrie.
No. James and Michelle came
Adrian,
out.
Adrian. Jocelyn.
No.
Michelle the cleaner was there, wasn't he, I believe?
No. not Michelle the French cleaner. Bonjour, Mr. Dave. That's my favourite part of the morning.
There's confidence in your work. Favourite bit of the show, Dave? When the cleaner says bonjour.
Bonjour, Mr. Dave.
Many people, by the way, are still asking me, and are texting in, how did you do over the weekend, Chris? I can tell you that as part of my No Drink Tell! Sunderland! Is going very well, thank you very much. I'm still off the booze.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. It is day 8. Tonight, tomorrow and Thursday, I'm a-drinking. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Very professionally done there, Rachel.
Thank you.
Right, 19 minutes past 9. Here comes some music.